This youth facility that we have designed together with the Reserve Bank and the financial services sector in Zimbabwe for the specific purpose of kick-starting a process of restoring confidence in the youth and financial services sector by trying to actively encourage young people that have accessed previous youth facilities to repay those facilities and as such get them back into being bankable.
So the beneficiaries are only those who have participated in such programs before?
The beneficiaries are those that have been disciplined enough to access youth facilities, develop projects that make sense, and then repay those facilities so that others are able to benefit. And that really is the important aspect, is that have you been disciplined enough to enable other young people to be able to benefit?
But what happens to those who could not settle their debts?
Those that have not been able to settle their debts will have to recognize that at some point that there will be a credit reference bill that will come to Parliament, and that credit reference bill will eventually end up with them having bad track records, effectively. And I think we have to be honest with our young people and let them know that there are adverse consequences to not paying facilities.